It has been an amazing trip over here to Disney Springs. And one of the biggest reasons why is sitting right next to me, Heather McPherson.
Oh, how nice.
Heather, we have felt so welcomed into Art Smith's homecoming, and boy, this has been your baby along with Art.
It really has been. You know, a lot of people have worked together to bring this to opening day. We've only been open for 4 weeks.
I can't believe it's only been 4 weeks, the way everything is so smooth and so beautiful.
And we are up and running. But, you know, this was a love of Florida. This whole thing was, you know, we have our wonderful, authentic odes to Tampa and St. Pete that we love here. But what Art wanted to do as a sixth-generation Floridian was to remember the Florida farmer, the Florida food artisan, and also to remember the food of his mom, who Addie Mae is still with us, you know. And so we had those on the restaurant menu and all of those sorts of things. We are true, authentic Florida home cooking, and we're Art's home cooking, which is rural Florida. A lot of people think of a tropical boat drink on the coast,
which we
all love. You and I are right there. But, you know, Art's homecoming is about cypress trees dripping with Spanish moss. Mm. And with that, having his mom's warm biscuit dripping with Tupelo honey right beside it.
I'm dying.
So we wanted to do all of those things together. And his mom's crispy fried chicken. You know, I think one of the hardest things has been for us, and maybe some of the guests, is when you talk home cooking, you can draw some lines in the sand there for... Because one person's fried chicken is not their mama's fried chicken.
Oh, no. Oh, don't ever mess with someone's mama's fried chicken.
Exactly. So we've had people come in and say, you know, that's not the way my grandma made her chicken and dumplings. And we smile, just as we all do here. And we say, we'd love to hear about how she made it. And perhaps we'll incorporate that into our menu. But we want everyone to feel at home here at homecoming, whether they're on the porch, whether they're inside. It's comfortable.
It really is. And your attention to detail is beyond phenomenal inside.
Thank you so much. You know, one of the things that Chef Art wanted to do when we came here is pay tribute to true Florida farmers. He is a sixth-generation Floridian, as we said, and his family's always had what we call self-sustaining farms. That's enough farm to feed yourself and your family. You grow just enough potatoes, and maybe you've got a fig tree or something out in the yard. But we have a wall here that's a tribute to all kinds of Florida farmers.
I love that wall.
We opened up with Hank and Frank Scott, sixth-generation Floridians, the only farmers in Central Florida who can say they grow Zellwood sweet corn.
A lot of people, I'm sure they don't know that. They think everybody grows it.
You know, you can get fabulous sweet corn from Homestead, Okeechobee, but if it says Zellwood on the label, it better be from here in Central Florida. And we're going to be coming back over to Tampa Way. We'll have Wish Farms is going to be represented in December once those strawberries start coming in. So there's all kinds of reasons for everyone in Tampa and St. Pete to come and let us welcome them home to homecoming.
It's the perfect place to come. And as you say, has Art's mom been here?
She has several times.
Oh, several times.
Several times. And, you know, it's really interesting because we all kind of stand back. And, you know, there's been a couple of times where she's, you know, held her breath. And one day when we were still in construction, I actually took her to our wonderful neighbor here, Morimoto Asia.
Yeah.
And I took her to their top balcony, which overlooks our restaurant. And because it was a little too dangerous for her to be walking around in a hard hat. And I looked down and there were tears. And it was the sweetest thing. And she goes, "That's my baby. That's my baby's restaurant." And I tell you what, I wish, you know, I told Art about it afterwards, but I think she didn't want to have that kind of mom moment in front of her grown-up celebrity chef son. But her heart was full, and we were happy, you know, when she got to see all the tributes to Jasper and Hamilton County that are here. But isn't that sweet?
That's wonderful. You're always her baby. Come on.
Your mommy's baby. And, you know, she loves the menu. She truly does. The first week, we had some of Art's old school teachers came down and surprised him. His art teacher from high school, his college roommates from Florida State University walked in. We were all like, "Hey, if walls could talk, we need you guys to sit down and talk.
Have a seat. Give them some alcohol."
That's right. I think you need a Muehlstein drink here. But it's just been so wonderful to see the draw he's had for people to come down from Tallahassee. We've had Commissioner Adam Putnam here, the Commissioner of Agriculture, who's been overwhelmed and thrilled with our respect to Florida agriculture. And, you know, he just loved the furnishings as well, the bars from Viable Lumber in Tampa and all of that. It's been great. And when Art is here, if he's here in the dining room, you will get a big kiss on your cheek.
Ooh.
You'll get a big hug. He loves walking around the dining room saying hello, and we love that when he's here.
Why did Art choose Disney Springs?
Well, you know what? We made history on the day we opened. Art is the first graduate of the Disney College program to return to Disney and open his own business. So 4 weeks ago, this restaurant made history with that. And when you hear, he has so much respect for Walt Disney himself. And in fact, Art will still call him Mr. Disney. You'll never hear him say Walt. Yeah. And he will talk about family values. He will talk about customer service. He will talk about the whole experience that he felt Disney infused in him in that college experience. And I think that's really a great thing for everyone to think about when you never know where you're going to have your internship and you never know where you're going to be.
That's right.
20, 30 years later, and when you look back on that Disney experience, what it meant to you.
Wow, he came full circle, and what a beautiful
truly
circle.
Homecoming, yes.
Oh, someday I hope I meet him, but Heather, thank you so much for all the time and all the love you have shown us here while we've been here.
Our pleasure.
Homecoming is wonderful, and I think I do have a new home at Disney.
Wonderful.
Thank
You're
you.
Always welcome.
Thank you.